Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
On this Father's Day, our esteemed book critic Cara Martin has a review very much relevant to this day. It's called God is Friendship by Brian Edgar, a metaphor for how we relate to God, she says, which may well hold a particular relevance for men. I'm all ears. Cara Martin, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Link.
I take it, David, by the way, your esteemed husband, received the esteemed father treatment today.
Well, probably not as much as he should have.
Or he deserves.
Absolutely.
There's always tomorrow.
He ended up deciding that his Father's Day present to himself would be cooking bacon and eggs on the barbecue, which is his favourite meal. So
I can smell it. I can smell it now. So this book, you say this book, God is Friendship, can be very relevant for how we identify with our earthly fathers. Mm. How so?
Well, I think what happens is that we've got various metaphors for how we relate to God, and the classic metaphor is God as our father. But that metaphor doesn't work for everyone. It depends partly on your relationship with your father. And I think for men sometimes, especially when they become fathers, it's like they're in a perpetual son relationship, as it were. And the other metaphor is Jesus as the bridegroom and the church as the bride. So it's this sort of marriage metaphor. And that sometimes doesn't work depending on people's relationships. And what Brian Edgar brings to the fore is the fact that we have this other metaphor for what relationship with God is that like. And that's the metaphor of friendship or mateship. And that's something I think that everyone can identify with. We've all had... most of us, I presume, all have had one positive experience of friendship in our lives. And that's a relationship where you can really explore with God.
But this is God who is majestic and way beyond our understanding.
Mm.
So how's that going to work? Yeah.
But if we look at the Bible, we see various ways where he is prepared to offer friendship to us. And we think about the classic examples from the Old Testament of Abraham and Moses. It's true that God initiates those sort of relationships, but those relationships are very close. They're very give and take. Both Abraham and Moses disagreed with God and wrestled with God, just as we disagree sometimes and wrestle with our friends and ask them for things. And there's the classic statement, Jesus' last conversation with his disciples, and he says, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. And he offers this gift of friendship to them and says, you know, this is how we're going to be with each other.
I've heard recently and read recently a lot of how unique this God of the Bible is in this personal connection.
Absolutely.
It's an offensive thought to many other of the world religions and quite unthinkable, and yet that's what it is. Mm. So how does this book address our friendship with God? What should it be like?
Well, the book looks at the history of this idea of friendship with God. It looks at the biblical foundations and goes deeper into some of those examples that I just gave. It looks at the theological meaning of friendship and that relationship. And for example, he talks about the Trinity, the best way to think about the Trinity as friends relating to each other, and that's the sort of friendship that we're invited to join in.
Yeah.
And he talks about the spiritual significance of it. How does that change the way we relate to God, and how does that change we relate to each other and also to the world?
Yeah. Mm. How does it translate with our friendship today? How do we nurture it then?
Well, I think what we do is we actually think about how we nurture our friendships on earth, and we nurture our friendships by spending time with our mates, by sharing deeply, being prepared to be a bit vulnerable, by asking for help when we need it, and by affirming our friends when they do really well, saying how great they are and reminding them, encouraging them of that. And I think that's exactly what we do with God.
Yes.
We seek to spend time with him in prayer and in his word. We seek to open ourselves up to God and see where that goes. We ask for help when we need it. And then we also can praise God. We can affirm him for how wonderful and how amazing and majestic he is.
Does he explore why some people are unsure or even opposed to a spiritual friendship?
Yeah, the classic was C.S. Lewis, who said that when we talk about God as our father or Jesus as the bridegroom, you'd have to be a lunatic to think that you know, he's actually the father or that Jesus is actually the one you're married to. So they act well as metaphors because you know that it's not too close. But his warning was that friendship, we may end up treating God like a friend. And for some people, I mean, if we think about Facebook and what that's done to the word friend, that may be a very casual sort of distant relationship. So yeah. I guess he was worried that it almost means that we don't give God the respect that we should. And there's been criticism that it's hard to be reciprocal, as you say, with the majestic God. But I think that Jesus demonstrated in his friendships on earth that there is a way of being reciprocal in relationship. And in fact, one of the ironies is that he offered friendship to Judas when Judas was in the act of betrayal.
Yep.
He said, he reminded him, you are my friend.
Yeah.
And he called Lazarus his friend after Lazarus was dead as an ongoing token of his relationship with him.
And on the cross, Father, forgive them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about five refreshing views on the significance of friendship for the church and the world. Take us through those briefly.
Well, one thing is that I think it's a really nice idea to think of the gospel as the good news as being actually an invitation to enter a friendship relationship with God. That's a really nice thing to think about. The other thing that he talks Brian Egger talks about is that in our churches we talk a lot about servant leadership, but we remember that Jesus said, I no longer call you my servants, I call you my friends. And he wonders what church would be like if, rather than a servant leadership model, we were more friendly with each
yes.
other sometimes.
Yes.
And also, he talks about friendship as being the primary expression of Christian love. Love is such yep. a watered-down tone these days, but if we think of loving people, especially people outside the church, as actually being friendly towards them, that opens up a whole load of possibilities. And we remember that Jesus was the one who was friend of prostitutes and sinners and tax collectors. He also says, the fourth thing is that friendship is probably the best way of imagining what it's going to be like in heaven. We hear from Jesus that there's not going to be marriage in heaven, that other relationships won't be the same in heaven, but the friendship relationship, that freeing, choosing relationship where it's reciprocal and it's mutual, that's a great description.
Mm.
And finally, he says that friendship is a great model for transforming our society. And I had in my mind some of the stuff that's been going on with asylum seekers. And Brian Egger says, what would our society be like if we emphasize grace and generosity and equality and joy and courage and love? How different would it be?
What a national conversation that would be. Cara Mountain, love your work. Thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.